We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, is every Thursday.
Y'all already know. A podcast
that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real people,
real celebrity,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building with us this morning.
Yes, sir.
JD Williams, actor.
Yo, what's up?
And Mayor Ross Baraka.
What's going
morning,
on,
guys?
Good morning, good morning.
JD, you know our associate producer said you are the reason that she started dating light-skinned thugs.
Yeah, well, that was
because of your role on The Wire.
No, she told me that story. She said she thought I was a thug at the time, and she dated a blood, and she said she fixed it. She
Wait,
said she
what?
Fixed him up. Yeah. What was her name?
Okay.
Sasha. Yeah. She said she was watching me on Oz when I was younger. You know, I played a crazy character, and she said she was looking for a boyfriend. She found some dude. He ended up being a blood and into all types of craziness. But she said she fixed him up.
Yeah.
She got him to turn his life around, everything. So see, something good came out of that.
So she wanted to date a guy in jail after seeing you.
Yeah, that's what she did, man. That's what she did. Hey, man, that wasn't me. But you know, something positive came out of it at the end. So that's good. She working with y'all now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She made it here.
She was in jail. She's part of our charity. Our give back.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That outreach program.
Now we also have the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. I haven't had to call him yet because I told him I will call him if I had to, and I haven't had the call. I've been all right in Newark.
Good.
Now, what do we got going on? You got a new program that we're doing now?
Yeah.
Let's talk about
this
it.
This is from Youth One Stop. So we have Department of Labor workforce dollars that usually used for training people to find jobs in the city of Newark. So we have one that's called the One Stop for Adults. Then we have a Youth One Stop for younger kids. And we have JD and a few others, Rod Digger, that are teaching classes to young people, acting, music industry, photography, teaching them the ins and outs of the business, which I think is great. And there's a lot of young people who are excited about it, want to be in the program. We have to find a way to expand it because there's so many people that are interested in being a part of it. Then once they finish that, they go into some kind of vocational training after that. So we're trying to get them on the right path and not just jump into it and say, well, I want to be a rapper, I want to be an actor, and just out there. So they need to have some kind of skills behind it. And these guys are doing a great job, and they're giving back to the city, and we love them for it.
That's dope, man, because I don't mind is the devil's playground. And these kids, especially in Newark, need something else to do.
You don't know?
Yeah.
Yo, I mean, well, it was funny. I started, as a matter of fact, I was on an audition. I ran into Charlamagne sometime last year, and I was telling him I was starting an acting class, but that was geared at adults. And once the city got wind that I was looking for some place to hold it, you know, I met up with some people. They talked to me. We looked hooked up with Ross and Mitty, his brother, and they were like, look, you know, we can gear this towards the kids because they kind of need it more. And, you know, right now it's no extracurriculars. There's no way, like he said, it's the devil's playground when they don't have anything to do. You know, so we like, yo, let's give them something to do. Let's give them something to focus on. And I'm glad, like I said, first off, let me say, I'm glad to be sitting here with this man right here, the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, Ross Baraka. Ever since I was a kid, we always been waiting for him to be the mayor. So
they love him in Newark.
Yeah, so I'm glad. I mean, through his father, you know, Amiri Baraka, up to him, like, I'm very proud that this man has made it, you know, to the position that he is in the city. I know he going to fight for us 100%. So just for us to be all, you know, coming together and working together and getting this done, it's like amazing, and I just want to make sure that something, you know, positive comes out of it. I know we're gonna get a couple of more stars out of it. You know, Newark, we always generating somebody, whether it's that's Tisha, Savion, Mike B. Jordan, myself, whatever. Somebody always coming out of this.
Well, you know, the one thing about Newark, we joke about Newark a lot about it being it's crime, but you cleaned up Newark a lot. You know, and how difficult was it to clean
it's
up?
It's getting
Newark?
There.
No, it's getting there. Like,
got,
like
got a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
man.
Got a lot of work. But what, you know,
it's 8 months
it's, now. You know, I go out and I eat in Newark now. My kids play basketball in Newark and in the AAU team. So I do a lot of parties in Newark. It is cleaning. It's way better than it was.
Well, we doing what we can, man. You know, we trying to programs like this help us out a lot. We put more police on the street, but more importantly, the things that happen that are not dealing with law enforcement is what helps us move, creating jobs for people, opportunities for them to go to training, to meet people like JD, to talk to young people, to give them opportunities to do something different than just be in the streets all day. I mean, that's what we have to do. The more programs that we have like this targeting towards high school kids, elementary school kids, out of school kids who dropped out, who need places to go to be reengaged in society, all those programs help us to reduce crime and make the environment better.
Yeah. You don't look stressed out at all, man. I know it's only been 8 months, but
I'm not stressed out at all. it's stressful, but I'm not stressed out.
And it's another thing, as far as people always, they be trying to stunt on Newark. Like, it's a lot of money coming through Newark right now, corporate-wise. All of that is going on. And, you know, I think, what was it, 3 summers ago was the summer of death?
Yeah.
Just 3 summers ago, before he got in office, we had what we called the summer of death, where it was just crazy over there. I'm talking about modified handguns and all types of craziness. So just for us to come from there to here, and like you said, you got it to the point where it's like tolerable, where you like, yo, I could have my kids go through it. I know how to maneuver through Newark now.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Tournaments in Newark. My kids play in Newark, and I feel comfortable at it. Yeah, we have a beautiful community center, one of the best I've ever seen in this area. They have everything from rock climbing there, basketball.
You talking about Grafton?
I don't know where it is.
You must be talking about Grafton. Yeah that's what's up. That's where I'm from. That's where I'm from. But yeah, man, and it's like I said, we coming a long way, and it's slowly but surely it's picking up. But it's definitely not like it was, you know. So that's got to get.
I think also the OG. You know, gang members out there are realizing that wasn't the way. And they're teaching the kids, like, yo, y'all can't be out here just killing each other. Like, they've got a different mindset, some of them.
Well, for the mayor, for Ross Baraka, didn't you sit down with some of the gang members and set up a meeting? I remember reading about that.
Yeah, many times. But as the mayor, we did it. And I think that's effective. And we have a program called NVRI, Newark Violence Reduction Initiative, where we talk to parolees and people, violent offenders, trying to get them social services and other programs, but also talk to them about what's happening in the community and where we trying to go, where we taking Newark, and you guys are like an obstacle to it. We can't do the development we need. We can't create the opportunities and jobs for children, for your families, if you're going to continue to shoot the neighborhood up. Nobody wants to come and be a part of the city. So we have those kind of frank, open conversations that they probably never even had in their life before, you know, especially not with the mayor present saying, listen, you know, we trying to build a community center here. You can't be hanging out here shooting people. Like, this not going to work. Either you're going to help us or you're going to go to jail, like one or the other, but you have to be a part of this community, and we want you to be a part of the community in a positive way.
Would the program offer any other alternatives other than just athletics and, like, entertainment?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of workforce development programs in the city. For in the summertime, we're doing a coding program for young people with NJIT. We're doing urban design kind of a program for about 800 kids that we're organizing now. So we're trying to increase the summer youth employment this summer and get more kids involved in these kind of training programs, specifically targeted, again, out of kids who more than likely may not finish high school in a traditional way, trying to grab them before they decide that they want to make crime a career, mm-hmm. because that's what a career criminal means. You're making crime a career, mm-hmm. That we have to give you another career besides crime. And so we're looking for money. The financial institutions have been involved. The banks have been involved. So other you know, nonprofits and all of the philanthropic organizations have been involved, trying to raise the revenue we need to put these kids to work in the summertime and get them the kind of workforce training that they need.
Now, for you, JD, you went to performing arts school, right?
Yeah, I went to arts high school. Yep, mm-hmm. You know, right there on Martin Luther King, downtown Newark. Mm-hmm. On, you know, like I said, a lot of us came.
What made you decide to go there? Was your parents like, okay, you?
Nah, actually, like it was just a blessing that I ended up there, because I actually was going to go to we had a science high, we had university high, we had arts high, mm-hmm. and I was more into science. You know, I mean, I was always acting in schools that I was in, but I figured that I wanted to be a scientist. So mm-hmm. I tried to get into science at university. Things was wrong with my application, like where I was living and all types of craziness. And I ended up going into arts, and it was like, you know, I got accepted right away. And then I got there and I just ended up so involved in what it was I was doing and being a drama major that everything just kind of took off from there. So
when do you think Newark went left? Because you know, you from Newark. Like, when did it go left? Because I remember when I was young, we used to go walk around downtown Newark, you know, coming from South Carolina. And then once somebody was like, nope, you can't go to Newark no more.
Yeah. Well, I'd say it was after the 98 was like, remember 98? Mm-hmm. That was pretty good year for all of us. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It kind of blew up. So I'd say somewhere around 2000, maybe, you know, people started having, I don't know, less care or less respect about whatever was going on. Mm-hmm. But then there's that disparity between having a father figure or role models or mentors, you know, male mentors. And so once that happened, where like we used to listen to our old heads, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, but once that age group of kids came up past 10 to about 12 and they wasn't listening to us anymore, mm-hmm. or we wasn't talking to them anymore, however it went, that's when everything kind of went, you know, left. So I say somewhere between 2000, 2005, stuff started getting like kind of rough. But it's a cycle, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You learn, you know, they learn, they grow up, because now they grown up and they in a position where they got to try to force the little heads to listen to them. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
And you guys have had a lot of events there recently. Black Girls Rock was there last weekend.
Oh, yeah, it was
Michelle
excellent.
Obama
that was beautiful.
Will Smith,
beautiful.
Jada. Beautiful.
That's a
beautiful.
Huge.
Jill. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody was out there.
Yeah, it was incredible, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, Newark also has a lot of prime real estate. It's right by the water. Are you scared of losing that to big investors and people that are not necessarily from the community?
No, not at all. I mean, first of all, Newark is not like these other cities where is really the population is so condensed and heavy that you have to put people out in order for other people to come in. Mm-hmm. So we can stand another 100,000, 200,000 residents in the city comfortably. You know, Newark at one point had almost a half a million people in it. You know, right now we're about 300,000. So we have opportunity for more business, more investment. We're trying to bring more manufacturers, big box industries to the city of Newark. Mm-hmm. We are a prime location for manufacturing. You know, we have the third largest seaport in the nation there. Mm-hmm. Mostly all the goods and services that come through this tri-state area come through the Newark seaport. Mm-hmm. We have an international airport. The transportation in the city is, you know, next to none. Mm-hmm. So the kind of manufacturing we're trying to, you know, create in the city is the type that has the trucking, that puts our people to work, that mm-hmm. uses the seaport, uses the transportation, uses the airport, and we want them to come. So and they are coming.
How Newark lose almost 20,000 people? They got shot?
People start leaving, you know. Oh, okay. people leave the city. You know, there was a trend where people began leaving cities, right? Gotcha. So after the Newark Rebellion in 67, mm-hmm. and many people started moving to the suburbs. Mm-hmm. Now it's trending the other way. All over the country, everybody wants to live in a city. The millennials, they want to have convenience. They want to live next to the train station. They want to walk. They want to have all of the amenities around their house where they don't have to catch the train all of the time or drive. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're coming back to these cities. And so Newark is a part of that. And New York is expensive. Hoboken is expensive. Yeah. Jersey City is expensive. So people are looking for opportunities to have decent housing and safe environments where the amenities are right there.
The path yeah. chain is right yep. there.
I'm looking at downtown Newark crazy because, like, I mean, I've seen it change a whole bunch of different ways. But what it's turning into right now, as far as us having a Prudential Center down there and NJ Pack down there, and then all these people be coming through for these hockey games. And, mm-hmm. I mean, they don't just go there for the hockey game. They be walking around downtown Newark. And I'm like... Yeah. Wow, they don't know no better, you know what I'm saying? But that's good for us, well, you know, because we get to see them, they get to see us, you know, and they fixing up downtown. We got all of a new type of strip mall coming up downtown.
Whole Foods.
Yeah, Whole Foods is coming in.
Put a Hotel Indigo.
Hotel Indigo.
Oh, it's bad, too. Yeah. That's nice, too. That's really nice.
We have three more hotels coming downtown.
Wow. So
yep, yep, yep. It is. It's yeah. about to happen. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
With the programs, do y'all encourage industries, like all these new like hotels and stuff that are, you know, coming up? Do y'all encourage them to hire kids that
absolutely, absolutely. Indigo hired 90% of Newarkers.
Wow.
And what happened was when we found out the hotel was coming, they partnered with the city to create a hospitality program, hotel motel management program that we did in the city, mm-hmm. and we trained the residents so they'd be able to get those jobs. And so the beautiful thing about it is we did that just for the Indigo, not knowing that three other hotels were coming. And so we've been working and working and working. Oh. And so now we have three other hotels. So that program is going to live past the Hotel Indigo so we can get more people through the program and hired at the other hotels that are coming to the city.
Right. Do you give owners breaks for hiring Newark residents? Because that would be something that I'm sure a lot of people would come in. I open up a business, I hire Newark residents, a discount in taxes, a discount in this, or a discount in that. Is that possible?
Well, right, it's possible, but right now when people get when you get a tax abatement or subsidies from the city, mm-hmm. there's requirements. So most of them don't use all of their money or none of their money at all, as a matter of fact. And they get a lot of state and city subsidies. When that happens, or they get a tax abatement from us, which means they don't pay full taxes, they pay a pilot or a payment in lieu of taxes. Mm-hmm. And if we grant them that, then in turn they have to hire a certain percentage of Newarkers, and that's usually like 40%. But what we're doing now is we're working above that 40%, telling folks that the jobs that you want, let us know in advance, and you will use our workforce dollars and train the people right. so they'll have those jobs and become available. Yeah.
What about people who want to get in the nursing and medical field?
We have a robust allied health work training program that we do with Essex County College right now and with Rutgers University. As a matter of fact, in a couple of days, we're going to do a press conference with Beth Israel, mm-hmm. Essex County College, and the city. We're doing a pharmacology program. Mm-hmm. where you could go and take courses at Essex County College or our workforce training place and get a job right in Beth Israel Hospital at the end of it. So all of our training programs have jobs at the end.
That's dope because there's a lot of people in Newark who know how to treat bullet wounds just on their own.
There
you
go.
Yeah, so at University Hospital.
Medical
at University Hospital.
He go, yeah, no, he got to keep it Breakfast Club because I'm looking like this ain't the Breakfast Club right now. I can't even listen to y'all in the morning when I'm taking my daughter to school. Y'all talking about oral sex at 7:30 in the morning. I'm like, click. Oh, baby. Oh, don't
you
worry about
oral
it.
Oral sex
good.
At 7:30 in the morning?
Of course, but right. I don't talk about it.
So what's next that could benefit the city of Newark that y'all doing other than the programs?
Well, my program, what we're doing with the acting, we also offer photography, like set building, and a host of other things, like I said, that we all trying to put under one hub, and that's just based in that thing. He just did his State of the City address last week. It was crazy. Like, I mean, I felt the energy. He had me yelling at the end of it. You know what I'm saying? And right now, he rebranded Newark, and instead of Brick City, we're going towards Newark 3.0 now. So I'm trying to get that wrapped around my head right now. So y'all going to start seeing a lot of Newark 3.0. But, you know, I know he can tell you better than I can.
3.0, yeah. Explain 3.0.
Well, it's what we talked about, the millennials, the youngsters that are out here that use the iPad, the internet, mm-hmm. that want amenities, they want space. And, you know, we're creating an opportunity using the infrastructure that we have under the ground, the fiber optic cables to create Wi-Fi in the city, free Wi-Fi in public places. It's taking the city to the next level, right? So creating more jobs for people using the manufacturing that we talked about, building quality housing to turn Newark into a place that you would want to live at, you know, a destination city that people want to come to, and keeping the same people in it at the same time. So not throwing people out, training them to be a part of a new Newark, a Newark 3.0. Like, you know, you get a new video game, which is the new video game. It's better than the old one. So the whole concept of Newark 3.0 is this is Newark at the next level, mm-hmm. in the next century, bigger, better, brighter, badder.
You think it's a negative connotation with the Brick City term?
I do. I mean, well, I think it's outlived its usefulness.
Gotcha.
Really, you know, at the end, when I was a kid, I was Brick City all the way, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it made you feel rugged, tough. You know, mm-hmm. I'm from Newark. That's what's up. And it's really more about, because we have so many projects in the city, more per capita than any city in America. You know, as a matter of fact, that's why we were the Brick City. Mm-hmm. And everybody felt gritty and grimy about that. So we're not that anymore. We moved on. A lot of those projects are torn down. Mm-hmm. We move into the next generation, next opportunities. We
have to be able to accept that.
Well, not really. So we're trying to advance the city without getting rid of the people. What gotcha. I said, we don't want to get rid of Newarkers. We love the people, their families. We like JD and Rod Digger and all those folks, they from Newark. You know, Mike Jordan, they went to the same high school. Mm-hmm. Newark has a lot of great people. You know, we don't highlight them, and we're trying to highlight them now so the kids can see. We got great people that came from Newark, lived on your same block, lived in Grafton Avenue. Now they stars doing all kinds of things. You could do the same
from Newark,
thing.
Right?
Well, yeah, East Orange, but East Orange, but she her Tretch, all of them, yeah, you know, yeah, East Orange, Irvington, all of those, East Orange, Irvington, and Newark, we all consider that one city, right. You know, pretty much. So
now, besides being mayor, is there a bigger run that you after you finish your Newark duties that you might be jumping into?
Nah, man,
slow down. I've been here a few months. You know, I'm
home, man. You know, I'm home. Right. I feel good in the seat driving the bus in Newark. You know, mm-hmm. It feels good for me. It's the city of my birth, where I was born and raised. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no better job in the world than I have right now.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys for joining us.
Yeah, let us know if you need us for the program. You know,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, like look, sometimes I'm going to reach out. Like I said, sometimes, you know, I can't be there every time. You know, we doing the program, so sometimes I do reach out to, you know, professionals that's already in, like whether it's Do It All from Lords of the Underground, mm-hmm. you know, or whoever it is that I have their number, you know, mm-hmm. Al Thompson, I'll say, yo, could you come and fill in? You know, because it's also, like I said, it's also good for these people to see other people. Like if you go to Atlanta, they see Ludacris, they see Jeezy, they see all of those people all the time. You go to L.A., they see those people all the time. So to them, it's not that far away to be in the industry in their head. But where we from, y'all be right here, but we don't, you know, we don't get to see y'all because y'all driving by in the car, you know better than to be hanging out. You know?
They tell us not to stop at the lights. You know
what I'm saying? So they don't get to see y'all.
I listen, I go to Newark. So I be in Newark, I be in Irvington, I be in East Orange.
You know, but the kids don't get to see y'all, so they don't feel like it's close. So when they do see you see how big their eyes get, like, oh, snap, that's, and then they acting crazy, like, yo, bro, let me get this, you know, arm all around you.
I was just in Newark, I had to bail somebody out of jail.
See, there you go.
Was they from New York?
Yeah, they from New York.
But you gotta, we gotta make it more accessible to the kids. You know, we definitely gotta make it more accessible to the kids, and that's why like these programs is going on. I gotta shout out real quick, Mac Milius, Mita. You know, we got the iArts. We call it iArts Media School. So you know, we gotta keep it going. So,
yeah, yeah.
Well, J.D. Williams, Roz Baraka, we appreciate you.
Mayor Roz Baraka.
That's right. Y'all don't wanna know what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
I'm saying, like, what you just like? I just quit.
I thought you were just teaching classes.
You know, yeah, that's all I do now. I just hang out with the mayor, take my daughter to school in the morning.
That's not a bad life,
damn,
sir.
Nah, I'm not saying if you can afford it.
Well, your sweater you know, says you're a deadbeat. So. Well,
yeah, deadbeat. Deadbeat season 2. I'm on this right now. That's a Hulu show. That comes out 4/20. You can binge watch all of the episodes of that. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm supposed to tell y'all who the guest star is, but I'll say he was in the interview. I'll just leave it at that.
I never seen season 1 of Deadbeats.
No, it's out right now. I never watched the whole season myself.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, season 2 come out on 4/20. I just did another HBO series called Crime. Mm-hmm. It's a mini series with John Turturro. That's gonna be dope.
Oh, nice.
And
they just keep typecasting you. The Wire, you was on the street. Oz, you was in jail.
Well, you know.
When are you going to be a cop?
But check it out, though. I'm moving up. There and my next thing, I'm going to be the garbage man. You know what I'm saying? Yes. What?
Yeah.
No, but y'all can catch me on y'all can catch me on The Good Wife, too. I got an arc on Good Wife, so I'll be wearing suits and doing all craziness on The Good Wife. And I got an arc on that right now. And it's a couple other things, a bunch of films and stuff I'm producing. So just watch out.
Did you ever get that role we went out for?
Nah, man. How am I going to play Craig Robinson's brother?
Yeah.
You know, like, it was cool, though. It seemed like it was a cool show, though. But, you know, we'll see how it comes up. But, yeah. But right now, I'm just staying busy. So just watch for me. I'll be
right. Okay. Congratulations. And you really influenced a lot of girls to go and get a nice little light-skinned thug from in jail.
Yo, you got to work for that, though.
What's your role on crime, though?
Crime, I'm not a criminal. What it is I'm actually... I don't want to say I'm a racist, but...
white people.
No, it's not even white people. It's like he's... long story short is that I witnessed a crime, mm-hmm. and now the DA and everybody's trying to get me to get on the stand, and I'm just giving them a hard time about it.
You don't want to be a snitch.
It's not even snitching. He just don't care to talk about it. Like, right. He's like, I told y'all he was going to kill a girl, and he killed a girl, and now y'all bothering me about it. Yeah. So, but give it a shot. It was a British show first, and it did really good in Britain, and they redoing it with in America. So yeah, but it's gonna turn out to pretty
dope.
What's
that premiere? Did he say?
No, I think Crime will come out in the summertime because we just wrapped it last week, so it should come out in the summer.
Dope.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Mayor Roz Baraka and J.D. Williams.
Yes, sir.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you love comedy, movies, and Hollywood satire, you're going to want to listen to a brand new podcast called Get It to Dutch.
In Get It to Dutch, we play three aspiring screenwriters on a quest to get a script to big-time Hollywood producer Dutch Huxley.
Each week on the podcast, we perform a movie script right before your ears.
It's like going to a movie with your eyes closed.
And we have amazing guest stars, including Tim Robinson, Rob Hubel, Lily Sullivan, Jamie Moyer, and Weird Al Yankovic.
Listen to Get It to Dutch, a screenwriter's journey on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.